Alzheimer's disease remains among the most devastating diseases that medicine has yet to crack. There's no known cure or treatment that has substantially helped curb memory loss and the decline in cognitive skills. One in eight Americans over the age of 65 has Alzheimer's now. Researchers are hoping they can find a more promising future by intervening well before any symptoms show. Jeffrey Brown has the story.
This photograph is a picture of my father and myself at a father-daughter dance at school.
At age 48, Jamie Tyrone decided on a whim to sign up for a study that offered genetic testing for 22 diseases.
This was at my wedding.
The results were shocking and life-changing.
My genetic status is that I have a 91% lifetime risk of getting Alzheimer's disease.
Alzheimer's, a debilitating form of dementia, wasn't even on Tyrone's radar screen. She'd had no symptoms. And hearing the news sent her into an emotional tailspin.
I was very, very lonely and very, very isolated. And at one point in time, I was told that it's probably best not to talk about it because you might be discriminated against. And so I really went into a dark hole.
All this began 5 years ago. Ironically, just as her father began showing signs of mental confusion.
You want to look up at me, Dad? I'm taking a picture of you.
Tyrone watched as his health quickly declined. He was eventually diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
When my father was still alive and I looked at him, all I saw was my destiny. And I was frightened for me, but I was more afraid for my family because I didn't want them to go through what we were going through with my father.
And her story is now part of a new approach to experimental Alzheimer's research, treating people for the disease before they show a single symptom.
I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions that just look at various aspects of memory and thinking, and I want you to just take your time and relax. And
Tyrone volunteered for a biomarker study at Banner Alzheimer's Institute in Arizona. Here she's given cognitive tests, medical screening, and brain imaging.
I panic every time I go through it because I'm like, oh my goodness, if I forget something, do I have Alzheimer's?
Immediately you were able to recall that. When I
so far, her tests have been encouraging.
So you got a 27 out of 30, which is considered normal.
The biomarker study Tyrone entered is part of an ambitious goal set by Banner to prevent and even eradicate the disease.
It's incurable, it's debilitating, it's relentless. And it's unacceptable.
Dr. Pierre Thériault is on a team of doctors that launched the Alzheimer's Prevention Initiative.
We think the best way to find an end to Alzheimer's disease without losing another generation is moving earlier. The most important studies to do are in people who don't have any manifest symptoms yet.
One new study will involve people with no symptoms but at high risk because they carry two copies of a gene called APOE4.
There's credible evidence that lifestyle variables matter.
And while Jamie Tyrone fits that genetic profile, she's too young to participate. The trial will track people 60 to 75 years old.
If we learn that making this red go away or preventing it from even occurring.
Last summer, the study received a big boost. $33.2 million from the National Institutes of Health.
We and others really think that the way to put this disease behind us is to find therapies that attack the underlying biology and apply them in the right way at the right time. And if we can do that, we may be able to help preserve identity and preserve autonomy, which are the goals. The areas that are blue are essentially little amyloid protein deposits.
One long-held hypothesis is that a buildup of amyloid protein in the brain is the main culprit in the onset of Alzheimer's. These new trials will test drugs aimed at halting that progression.
We will be comparing change in people who get active treatment versus a placebo or sham treatment. And our hypothesis is that the active experimental treatment will slow down or possibly even prevent the otherwise almost certain loss of memory and other thinking ability.
Oh, you're ready.
To this point, drug trials to treat people who already have the disease have proven disappointing, thus the change in thinking.
There has been a significant paradigm shift in just the last couple of years maybe using these promising experimental agents at a time when the disease has already ravaged the brain is too late. So maybe what we ought to do is intervene at the very beginning, before the damage has occurred and before symptoms have emerged. And so that's a big change. That's a real pivot in the field.
It also raises new ethical considerations to administer Alzheimer's treatment to people with no current symptoms.
In every case, it boils down to the ability for everybody to appreciate the potential risks and the potential benefits. Benefits for oneself, benefits for one's family or future generations.
You're going to draw your trees in the background. Yours is looking great.
For people who already have Alzheimer's, the Institute creates environments like this art class where patients can feel productive and successful.
I think it works for people with Alzheimer's because every day they face failure because their memory, their brain can't keep pace. But as I tell people with this disease, look, not all of your brain is not working. There are parts that work beautifully, and I think art is one of those areas that works beautifully.
This land was made for you and me.
According to the Alzheimer's Association, 5.2 million Americans are affected by the disease. A new diagnosis is made every 68 seconds, and the number of cases is expected to triple by 2050.
The World Health Organization has labeled Alzheimer's disease as the coming pandemic of Western societies in this century, predicting that as we age successfully, the numbers will become so extraordinary that unless we find a way to put it behind us, it could overwhelm our societies.
Feeling overwhelmed by her husband's diagnosis is something Judy Starbuck is familiar with.
I have periods of great grief. Of loss. You know, they say start planning to make a life for yourself, and I don't want to.
Oh, this is awesome.
Starbuck volunteered for the prevention trials, but was found to carry no risk and therefore didn't qualify. In fact, researchers acknowledge it may be tricky to find volunteers.
Stats.
So the Banner Institute has created an online Alzheimer's prevention registry.
One of the biggest challenges is just finding enough people to participate. Typically, research studies often take place in people who already have the disease. And here we're trying to do prevention-focused studies.
These are people under the age of 35 at various
ages. Jamie Tyrone says she can't help being optimistic.
Oh, my goodness. What it means is there's hope. There's actual hope. There's a possibility that there may be a prevention in my lifetime. And my family won't have to go through what we have in the past. So that's very, very promising and very, very exciting.
The prevention trials are expected to begin in 2015.
You can learn more about Alzheimer's prevention, including how to eat your way to a healthier brain. That's on our health page.